This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States has passed another stark milestone in the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. now has more than 3 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, while nearly 12 million people around the world have been infected. Worldwide, more than 547,000 people have died from the virus, while the number of deaths in the U.S. stands at more than 132,000. U.S. President Donald Trump demands schools reopen this fall despite coronavirus concerns by many. He's even threatening federal action against those that stay closed. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Yesterday, the president insisted students need to be back in classes.
It's time to do it.
This morning, he tweets, may cut off funding if not open, without immediately saying what funding he'd cut off or under what authority. The president's been saying without evidence, Democrats are keeping schools closed to score political points before the election and not because of virus risks. He's arguing nations like Germany and Norway have reopened schools with no problems. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Wednesday, Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro vetoed provisions of a law that obligated the federal government to provide drinking water, disinfectants, and a guarantee of hospital beds to indigenous communities during the COVID-19 pandemic. The president's office said those provisions in the law, approved by Congress, were, quote, against the public interest and unconstitutional, end quote, by creating expenses for the federal government without new sources of revenue to cover them. As for his own health, President Bolsonaro says he's doing very well one day after testing positive for the coronavirus. This after spending the weekend in close proximity with government officials, including a mask-free attendance at an Independence Day celebration at the U.S. Embassy. This is VOA News. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and his U.S. counterpart, Donald Trump, are winding down a day of meetings at a working dinner tonight at the White House. Earlier in the day, the two met just after a new trade deal among the two countries and Canada went into effect. Canada was not represented at the meeting, but Mr. Trump said he will have a separate day to celebrate the trade deal with Canada. He said the trade agreement helps all three countries.
It's the largest, fairest, and most advanced trade deal ever reached by any country, and it will bring enormous prosperity to both American and Mexican workers and Canada.
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement deal updates the 1990s North American trade agreement and was a major policy push of President Trump. The pact includes new laws related to intellectual property protection, the internet, currencies, investment, and state-owned enterprises. While President López Obrador is making this official visit to the United States, the fugitive ex-governor of the Mexican state of Chihuahua, Cesar Duarte, has been arrested in the U.S. on corruption charges. That, according to Mexico's state prosecutor's office, Duarte is being held in the southern U.S. city of Miami, Florida, for extradition purposes. A Russian bid to get the United Nations to reduce cross-border humanitarian aid to war-torn Syria was voted down by the Security Council Wednesday, an official said. Russia needed 9 votes and no veto from a permanent member of the council to get its resolution passed, but received only 4 votes, announced the president of the Security Council. He said 7 countries voted against it and 4 abstained. Kosovo President Tashim Thaci said Wednesday he would be interviewed next week in The Hague by prosecutors who have accused him of war crimes in the 1990s conflict with Serbia. Thaci was charged in late June by the Kosovo Specialist Chambers of War Crimes and Crimes Against Humanity linked to the 1998-99 conflict. Thaci's Kosovo Liberation Army rebelled against Belgrade when Kosovo was a Serbian province. The war claimed about 13,000 lives, overwhelmingly Kosovo Albanians. Thaci is Kosovo's most powerful politician and insists he is not guilty. He has said he would quit if the accusations were confirmed. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Wednesday the administration may exempt employers with a religious or moral objection from a federal mandate requiring it to provide free birth control coverage to their employees. The ruling is a major victory for U.S. President Donald Trump. It weakens a key requirement under the law known as the Affordable Care Act, which has otherwise survived repeated legal and political challenges since its enactment 10 years ago. The health insurance plan created by the law is commonly known as Obamacare. I'm Diane Roberts.